It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Here we go. The annual Saturday tradition known as the Fox Across America Game Ball. And this week, it's quite an event because the recipient is a fella who got his fair share of game balls in his day. He's a former Heisman Trophy winner. He is a Republican candidate for Senate in the Peachtree State of Georgia. We're talking about the national champion Georgia Bulldog himself, Mr. Herschel Walker. And I got to tell you before I bring him on, just so you have the inside baseball on this interview, Herschel and I, in late April of last year, attended an event in Pittsburgh. It's called the Founders Awards. It is, of course, sponsored by the St. Barnabas Healthcare chain, which, of course, owns WJAS, which is our superstar affiliate out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So one Thursday last April, I went out to Pittsburgh, did the show live from WJAS, and that night had the pleasure of emceeing the Founders Award, okay, the banquet. Big black tie affair. Everybody's in tuxedos. Everybody looks great. I mean, really just gorgeous people, you know, really cultured and sophisticated. Point being is I stuck out like a sore thumb. They're like, who's this guy? Sorry, sir, we're not hiring any more busboys. I was like, well, the joke's on you. Because I'm emceeing this shindig, and it was a phenomenal, phenomenal audience. Really funny. Really great time. Really opulent setting. Wild food. I mean, again, I don't come from this class of people, so it was a really exciting thing to do. And the keynote speaker that night was, of course, Herschel Walker, who is the recipient of the Founders Day Award. Now, I may or may not have, while he was on stage speaking, I may or may not have eaten his dinner roll. We can't get to the bottom of this because you know how they place those little plates at those fancy dinners like a foot to the left of everybody who sits down? So you're sitting in a circle. It is really my belief that his wife ate his dinner roll while he was on stage, but I wasn't trying to start any marital discord in the heat of a Senate race. So I kind of copped to the crime in this interview. Thankfully, he was a sport because let's be honest, Herschel Walker could kick my ass. It would be a big problem. But I highlight the interview not because he was willing to not prosecute the crime, but because Herschel Walker really speaks to the challenges facing all voters. Okay, and yes, the Democrats call him every racist name imaginable because they hate black conservatives, but he's breaking those tackles left and right, and he's going to be your senator in Georgia because he's a guy who gets it. So for that reason, Herschel Walker, come get your 1,000th game ball. This, of course, your first one from Fox Across America. Herschel Walker's on the show. Hey, man.
Hello there. How you doing?
Can I take credit for all of your hot poll numbers since we were at the Founders Dinner in Pittsburgh together?
Well, we're going to take some of the credit, but then I'm going to give some to the team because I think the team has been working their tail off. And as they have spent, what, 50-something million dollars against me,
yep.
I got to give the team a little bit of credit.
Yo, it all goes to the team, to be clear. All I did was eat your roll. That's all I did.
No, you did. You ate a lot more than my roll, my dog.
Herschel Walker's on the line. He's having an intervention for me because he saw how much I ate at a dinner. It wasn't good. But I did have a great time hanging out with you, and it's been wild to watch this race take shape since then because they've called you everything imaginable. You know, to put it in football terms, you have been blitzed every down. And do you ever get the feeling as a black Republican the Democrats have a different attitude towards race when it comes to you than they do to, say, other black people in politics?
Well, they do. You know, when they got nothing to run on, they're going to start calling your names. And it is amazing that they've called me every name you can think of. And no one has ever called them out. Nope. You know, I will assume that Senator Warnock would want to call them out, but he didn't. He did absolutely nothing. But that's what he's been doing in the Senate is nothing. And that's the reason I tell people to go to teamherschel.com. Let's get him out of that Senate seat.
That'd be great if we could. Let me ask you this. Before we get into some of the bigger issues, I feel like the idea that anyone is talking, we're talking about Georgia politics, the idea that anybody in the White House wants to talk about renaming the Atlanta Braves, how does that help anybody? Doesn't that seem like just a superficial thing?
Well, you know, that's what they try to do. They try to get you off the main subject. They don't want to talk about the crime. They don't want to talk about the border. They don't want to talk about this economy. They get you talking about things that makes no sense. Now, sort of like a man can get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, a man can't get pregnant. And no, the place shouldn't change their names. What I want to talk about is let's control this border. Let's get this border under control.
Uh-huh. And they don't show a lot of interest in that. Like, if you were to look at a guy like Raphael Warnock, he has voted right alongside of any Biden policy that, to be honest, haven't been good for the black community, but as a whole haven't been good for any community. I mean, the border is something that plagues everybody, but they'd rather pretend there's human trafficking going on by the governors trying to draw attention to the crisis than the people actually leaving the border open. I mean, if the football term is defense wins championships, could anyone argue we're playing enough defense at the border?
Well, I think anyone can say that we're not doing anything at the border. We're not even playing. That's the thing. We're not even in the game. And I think that's what is so sad. You know, that right now, you know, fentanyl is coming across this border. And I saw a stat that so far they've caught 10 tons of fentanyl coming across the border. And that's able to kill every American 13 times over. And yet they don't want to pay attention to the border because they want to talk about calling me names. They want to talk about whether to rename the Braves. Mm-hmm. That's not important. Right now, Halloween is coming up, and I want every mom out there to know that, hey, look after your kids. Make sure that they're going to be getting real candy and not getting fentanyl. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I want to say, guys, men shouldn't be in women's sports. They want to talk about things like that. I want to talk about this economy because right now I'm from a little town where people can barely afford milk and eggs. So they're not worrying about they're not worried about an electric car.
No. I wanted to ask you that. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I drove a cab. I spent a lot of time, you know, in the taxi garage here in New York City before I, you know, made it to Fox and did comedy and everything like that. And I can tell you nobody I drove a cab with, okay, nobody that is from a small town, nobody that is suffering from high crime rates or certainly a slow economy, nobody cares about climate change but white, rich liberals. I don't know. When you're out on the campaign trail in Georgia, honestly, does it ever come up? Does anyone come to one of your events and say, what are you going to do about climate change?
Not at all. No one has never talked about climate change. And I want to tell you something really funny. Mm-hmm. You know, Raphael Warnock, Senator Warnock, you know, he's on the Agriculture Committee. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ag in Georgia is about a $70 billion industry. Mm-hmm. Well, I was talking to one of the farmers, and they say electric combine, which you need for a lot of the stuff in ag, electric combine would cost almost $1.8 million. But it won't work in the ag community because you have to only can use it for 2 hours, then you got to charge it.
Oh my goodness.
And everything got to be done on time, so it won't work. So I tell people all the time that what we got to do is stop trying to make decisions on people we haven't talked to. Mm-hmm. We need to get in and talk to the people of Georgia. Senator Warnock hadn't been talking to the people of Georgia. Like this inflation reduction. You know, I tried to do a debate with him at that time and said, I'm meeting with a bunch of business leaders, mm-hmm. small businesses. They said it's going to hurt him. Mm-hmm. He didn't even want to talk to him. So now he's been in the office for 2 years. We see where we're at. And he asked for six more. You know, we can't keep poking ourselves in the eye. It's time for us to get people that are going to go out and represent us and do it the right way.
No, I agree. We're talking to Herschel Walker, Republican candidate for Senate in the great state of Georgia. You know, Warnock also had some more abortion comments. How do you sell? I mean, honestly, I just think it's so ridiculous. The position the Democrats are taking on abortion, you know, when I was younger, 20 years ago, it was abortion should be safe, legal and rare. Now they're talking about abortion like it's like a badge of honor and they want it to go on throughout the entire pregnancy. I mean, that alone to me is almost disqualifying because it's like infanticide, man.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm running against a senator that is mm-hmm. also a pastor.
Yeah.
And isn't it written in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill?
Yep.
Well, you know, he always talks about, and he's talking about abortion all the way up to 9 months. Mm-hmm. 9 months, that's very radical. But I can tell you something even worse. He voted that if a baby survives an abortion, that he would deny that baby medical care. That is very radical right there. You know, you try to be really smooth by saying, you know, how could you have a doctor, a mm-hmm. young woman, and the government in the same room. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, have you forgotten about you got a little unborn baby in that room, too?
Yeah.
Have you forgotten about the guy owns the room? And then he wanted the federal government to pay for it. That's very radical. And I said, people, we need to hear what the people on the left are saying. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're trying to tell us, you know, this is what they want you to get used to. They want you to get used to this. But I'm saying there's a better way. Yep. There's a better way. And everything that is hurting this country right now is policies that have been bad on their side.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, to put it in football terms, we need like a better general manager. We got to trade a couple of players. I mean, would you say so?
We have to trade a couple of players, and we got to get rid of the head coach as well. The coach has been doing a terrible job as well. You know, he seems to not know where he's going. And I think that's the problem. We need people that believe in this country.
Yeah.
We need people that believe in our law enforcement. We need people that believe in our military, believe in our kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for us to continue to put our kids down and tell a white kid he's a mm-hmm. oppressor because he's white,
mm-hmm.
black kids, you're a victim because you're black, that's separation.
Yep.
And that's who I'm fighting against, a young man that wants to separate people by the color of their skin. And he's in a church of a man that it says not the color of your skin, but the content of your character.
Yeah,
and he's forgotten about everything he ever learned.
Oh, it's so spot on, man. You know, before you came on, I was telling the audience about the dinner we attended in Pittsburgh and how your whole speech that you gave that night while I was eating your rolls. I didn't eat your salad because I know, you know, you're healthy. If I ate the salad, you were going to notice, but I knew you wouldn't check the rolls.
Yeah.
So I ate the salad. They might have poured you a glass of wine that I drank, too. That's not important.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Man, you did. Yeah, you were eating up everything. I thought at one time I was saying, do you not eat at home?
Well, you don't understand. When I'm in New York on TV, they yell at me that I look too fat on TV, so I have to leave Fox. That's when I'm allowed to eat, when I'm outside of Fox.
Now I see why you're going to all those banquets, because they feed you there. I thought you were entertaining the crowd, but you're going because they're feeding you there.
I'm like a stray cat, Herschel. They put out a bowl of milk. I'm going to keep showing up to the house. You know what I'm saying? They put out that bowl of milk. But one of the things that you were talking about, which I was just telling the audience, is that the Democrats keep selling people this idea of victimhood. And I think what I loved so much about your speech is about overcoming odds. It was about holding yourself accountable. It was about working hard to get where you want to go. What they're telling people right now is don't even bother. If the government doesn't do it, you don't have a chance. But isn't that the complete opposite of what made you, Herschel Walker, the guy you are right now?
You're 100% correct. And also that's the direct opposite of what has made America what it is today as well. Because everyone has an opportunity through hard work to achieve that America's dream.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just going to fall out of the sky and happen. You got to get out and you got to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone on the left to keep going want to keep you from making that that America's dream, because they'd rather give you a fish rather than teaching you to fish.
That's
but
so
I'm
true.
Here to tell everyone listening today that if you're willing to work hard, you're willing to pay the price, you can achieve that America's dream. And that's what we have to do. But we got to do it together. Right now, the left seem to want to control your life, and the people on the right, like myself, want to serve your life. So that's what we should do when they elect you to office. You should serve the people, not go out and want to have the people do what you tell them to do, act the way you want them to act, and get what you want to give them. And I said, that's not no way to live. The United States of America it was built on immigrants,
mm-hmm.
but it's also built on laws.
Yep.
We have laws here, and we have to hold people accountable for that.
Spot on, my man. Does that mean you're going to arrest me for stealing your rolls, or are we good here?
No. You know what? We also are a compassionate country. We're very compassionate, but we can only go so far. That's the reason we get the chance to vote. And that's why I told you, we're compassionate, but we do get a chance to vote. So, well, what I'm going to do is the next time I'm going to put my rolls on the other side of the plate.
Defense wins championships. There you go. Herschel Walker, you're the man. Continued success down there in Georgia. We're here when you need us. Okay, brother, be well.
Thank you so much. And everyone go to teamherschel.com. If you can contribute, come out and call, make phone calls. Let's remove Senator Warnock from that seat, because that seat belongs to the great people of Georgia, and I'm going to represent them in the United States Senate.
We love it, man. Okay, we got your back up here in New York. We got your back and your rolls. Be well, man.
Hey, thank you. Now, God bless.
You're the best, Herschel. See you, man. All right, that's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball. I hope you have a phenomenal weekend. I'm off to watch Lincoln Failor play some football. You can catch me Monday morning on America's Newsroom. Either way, this podcast is over. Go get on with your life.
up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.